any other fond memories. I love that they're just coming, flashing back. We are trying to continue, and then you're like, oh, let me remember something.
Would you like for me to talk about politics?
I mean, in campus?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. You have the experience. I would love for you to
So you said we'll talk about it later. Later is now.
This is campus.
Okay.
Yeah. This is your experience in campus. Yes. So, yeah.
So, just before I cleared campus, I discovered that what I had been doing for the 4 years was politics.
Yeah.
And so I decided to get into a political party because I wanted to run for office in 2007 in my constituency. So I got into a political party. I won't say which one.
It's okay. It was 2007. You can mention.
So I served the party within the Youth League. And I was elected the National Director of Elections for the Youth League.
Okay.
And I was so keen on becoming Member of Parliament. And I used to be such a dreamer. And anything I ever dreamt of doing or becoming, I did. And I succeeded from first year to fourth year. I don't think I'd ever experienced failure. Yeah, in my aspirations. And so I didn't have plan B. All I knew is I wanted to become a member of parliament and make a change in my community. I had plans. I didn't have a plan B that what if I fail? Or what if this doesn't happen? So I served the party for 1 year, then got to declare.
Got to declare MP interest.
Yes. I thought student politics had prepared me sufficiently for national politics. I discovered I hadn't even scratched the surface.
Tell me about it.
Hey.
And this is national politics, but also your area politics.
Yes. So challenges started cropping up. You're just a young girl. You've just cleared school. You're not even married. How much money do you have? You're a woman, you know, this and that. Oh man, I still kept pushing on. And by then I was also the Western Region coordinator for the youth policy, the steering committee, overseeing the dissemination. So I thought, you know what? I have some networks of young people within the region. Oh, discouragement after discouragement, you know, issue after issue, and being reminded sort of where you belong. You know, how much money do you have? You're a woman. Have you ever seen a woman being elected in this region? And, you know, so of course time came when I dropped out of the race. I didn't even get to the nomination stage. And for that period, I felt so shattered. I didn't have a plan B. I felt shattered. I didn't know what else to do. But at that point, I then said, oh, then politics is not my thing. So I quit politics, quit the party, and was down for a couple of months still trying to figure out, so what do I do? And I remember my dad telling me, you see, politics a lot of times is for people who've retired. So you have your career, go into the media, work, and then in future, you can run. But it took me time. This was my first experience with failure. Oh man, it was crazy. I was down for a long time, then picked myself up and asked, okay, so what can I do? Yes, I trained in media and all that. I've worked at this media house, and I got a chance to then go to TBN Family Media, worked as a radio presenter. And there's something really interesting about, and it's the power of mindset. In the story I'm going to share with you. So when I left the village and came to the city, even before becoming a student leader, I had challenges with English communication. I could write very well, but somehow communication, I wasn't very coherent. Like, it was a bit of a problem. So I remember one of my friends telling me, hey, Karen, you know, when you run for office, you will need to speak to students. And for now, only a few of us know your challenge. with communicating coherently in English. But when you do that, it means everybody will know. And so that held me back for some time, till a point of no return where I said a prayer and I said, hey, God, you know what? I'm really passionate about this.
Was it shrubs? Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? For Luya heavy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The accent, but also just the coherence of the English language.
Right.
And so time came when I said, you know what? Let me talk to God. And I said, God, I want to get into student leadership, but I have this challenge. I'm going to give it my all, and I hope my all is best enough for me to get elected. And I got elected, and shortly after that, I used to have a radio in my room, and I'd listen to BBC radio over and over, especially on Sunday. They used to have the World Drama Series, and I would listen to the host and repeat words after the host, see how they speak the English, and, you know, just learn and read many books. And I remember one person telling me, you want to improve your English language, read as many books as you can, because the more you read, the more eloquent you become. So here's that village girl who has struggles and trying to pick herself up in terms of confidence. And I had a low self-esteem, by the way, when I came to the city. I forgot to mention that. So issues of confidence, low self-esteem, communication, and, you know, all that. And then I get to a point where I'm a radio presenter. I had an afternoon show speaking to thousands of young people. That was big. That was big
that,
for
that,
me.
That was life,
I'd sit back and I'm like, wow. The power of mindset. Because then my parents used to remind me that, you know what? You can be anything you want to be, and you can do anything you want to do. And I believe that, and I still believe that. And yes, I am doing that. And so the power of mindset is really powerful. The paradigms we operate in. If we believe we are failures, or we can't, or we're nothing, then we'll be nothing. But regardless of your circumstances, if you believe you're worthy, you're valuable, you can do it, you can be it, you can achieve something, you can make a difference, then believe you me, the universe will conspire, and you will do that. God will make a way. So got into the media, worked a bit, then moved to another media house, and still also getting appointed to serve on different government boards, representing young people. And I remember, so after NACADA, I got appointed to serve on the board of African Peer Review Mechanism, which is an entity of the African Union in a number of African countries where heads of states peer review each other on tenets such as good governance, regular, free and fair elections, gender representation, media pluralism, and, you know, stuff like that. And so this jolted me to the continental space, where I started engaging at the African Union level, speaking for young Africans, doing researches on issues affecting young Africans, and then championing for their representation and empowerment and involvement, and then got up elected actually to serve as a spokesperson for young Africans. Again, that bit, you know, I'd look back at me coming from the village and saying, oh, wow, I'm now serving at, you know, at this level, making a difference. And then after that, got appointed to serve on the board of WESO Fund, representing women, and got a chance to travel across the country to interact with women, young people, persons with disability, giving the interest-free loans for them to run businesses and enterprises. Then later got to serve on the board of Citizen Participation in Security, commonly called as Nyumba Kumi, again, representing young people. So all these opportunities.
So, and this is a number of opportunities, successive opportunities. The key role you're playing in most of them is that you're bringing in the voice
of young people.
Of young people, and representing what the needs, especially of the disadvantaged or or disenfranchised young person, typically would. What, so on top of your own encouraging Karen and saying, oh my goodness, Karen, who used to be like this, who's grown like this, on top of that encouragement growing inside of you, what are the common issues that you're seeing around young people that you start, is there a common thread of issues are you beginning to piece together like a common thread in all of these issues in both life, in young people, in development, that within that time, especially as you serve in all of these boards and in your work, then is there a common thread that you can pull together until where you've gotten to in your story?
Let me see.
And as you see that, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. We just check on the battery life.